What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, people?
Good morning.
Hello, Greg. How's it going?
Happy Friday. Oh. It's a flex Friday for Coach Wiggins.
So. Veteran move from Wiggs yesterday. We got out of here, and I don't even think I was back to Southie before I got the, whoops, forgot to mention it. I'm off tomorrow, so Wiggs could go unscathed the entire Thursday show.
I think he's taking a lot of flex Fridays throughout the summer. That's his vacation plan.
You know, he's a new city guy now. Back in Boston after a many year hiatus.
Definitely at the Colonnade this morning at the rooftop pool with the missus.
He was there last night. He sent me a text message. City Wiggy was at a Ty Law event at the Colonnade Hotel pool on the rooftop last night.
So okay.
I'm sure they had a lot of fun.
That was the most banged up I have ever seen Wiggy.
When?
I know Wiggy has a saying, he never mentions it, that you don't want to let your night job affect your day job.
Yes.
But at
I know what you're going to say, Bernie's.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He outdid everybody at Bernie's.
Even during the breaks, those events are awesome. They're exhilarating, but they're exhausting. And when you get up and Courtney, Greg, and I are sort of walking around during the breaks, Wiggy was just like,
it's a Celtics Friday.
He was doing the Mac breathing exercise.
Yeah, he was. He was like Mac Jones on the sidelines. And then later on, he was seeking shade wherever he could find it in a desperate way.
So. He had Eamon fanning him.
Well, we got a lot to do. And Wiggy's absence on the show this morning. Sox-Yankees, that series gets underway tonight after a disastrous 1-5 road trip for your Boston Red Sox. I am kind of excited the interwebs are abuzz, Curtis, about this Cubs pitcher that Craig Breslow has some sort of, it's probably another thought partner of his.
I love a thought partner.
But he has some sort of an excellent relationship with him because of his time there. So, I mean, I don't know if that's going to be your big move and you're going to add yourself somebody when it comes to starting pitching that can help this team, then I'm all for it.
And Breslow's proven himself to be a guy that knows pitching. Everybody told us that during spring training, but the way that we've watched the pitching staff so far this season, it looks pretty good. So yeah, I would trust
I think that might be more Andrew Bailey than that is Craig Breslow, but yes.
But that was the whole reason I felt that Sam Kennedy said that he got the hire, because it was like, oh, well, he knows his stuff, like he knows who to add. So I just trust him in that regard.
Yeah, I would also say if there's going to be an organization that the Cubs would be willing to sell with, that a guy that was in that front office, someone who has relationships, would be someone that you would trust.
Yeah.
You know, given that he was there, he wasn't the GM, obviously, but if the Rays were ever to make a deal, Heim Bloom would have been a partner that, you know the guy personally. You know, it's like buying a car from someone you know.
Sean, what's his name? Jameson Taillon, is that his name?
Tyone, I believe it's like that.
Tyone, yeah. Well, as long as you're adding, it doesn't matter to
Wiggy
me.
Wiggy was with Tyone last night.
As long as you're doing something, then I am fine with it. And, you know, you got the weekend to get ready for it, and I was encouraged yesterday that even though they, you know, post All-Star break have not performed at the level that they did prior, that it sounded like Craig Breslow was ready to buy come Tuesday. So to me, that was exciting.
Yeah, and I feel like we've been, once again, Chris Cotillo went clean up aisle Greg Hill show following the great, I thought Breslow was great yesterday.
Yeah, he actually said something. Like several things that were actually honest thoughts, I thought, which was amazing.
Maybe
yeah.
the thought partnership with Cora's released some thoughts.
Maybe.
Sam Kennedy spoke with Chris Cotillo after, and he said, when asked about Breslow's comments about looking to improve at the deadline, Sam told Chris Cotillo, "We're obviously looking to try to improve where we can. We never want to publicly make bold proclamations or assurances because I just don't know how this market's going to develop. But we stand behind Brez and his comments." Yeah, sounds like it.
Yikes.
You know, is there anything that is more managerial? Think about your boss, and when you start to get excited about the way things are going at work, and you might want to actually spend a little bit of money, maybe you're going to take the office out for drinks and appetizers, and all of a sudden the manager comes in and goes, "Whoa, slow down there. We're not spending a lot of money, and we got to find out how the market is.
We got trade. You guys all get one free app."
Well, the good news is that it's here, trade deadline wise, and certainly Yankees Sox series at Fenway.
Weather's going to be perfect
is
for
it. Weather was beautiful this morning on my old man walk, and we're good on the heat wave until next week. Is that the deal?
Yeah, so okay. End of next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week should be back in the 90s. But this weekend, mid-80s, sunny.
Excellent.
Going to be beautiful at Fenway Park. You going to any of the games?
I don't know. It is DM's birthday weekend, so I will leave it up to her.
What day is her birthday?
Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
But we will celebrate on Saturday evening with a little romantic dinner for two. And, of course, I will... I guess I'm going to have to go out and buy some kind of a gift or something like that. I don't know what's it.
You have already bought a gift. Come on.
I've given the greatest gift of all, and that is time with me. But I
would say Nantucket was a pretty good gift.
But that wasn't really a gift. That was just a trip. And
right.
I don't know. What's appropriate?
Are you going to go to Jared?
Has she asked for anything, or she wants you to just...
No, she doesn't ask for anything.
Well, that's terrifying, because then if you don't have something...
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know. Like, what do you... What's appropriate?
Maybe a Chanel bag.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just a bit over my limit when it comes to spending.
If you need any help, my text messages are open. If you would like to send some photos...
Well, what would you recommend? I mean, I feel like...
I think a nice
Jewelry is... always welcomed and the easy go-to.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like that's, you can't lose when it comes to
I thought you were going to do Top Golf. I think that'd be a fun night, you two.
I think you should do a nice pair of shoes.
Shoes are good.
A gift card to Warby Parker.
She likes shoes.
Well, she likes shoes, and Bullet eats an awful lot of her shoes.
Yes.
So I mean, that could be a direction to go in. Also,
big night out. Long John Silver's. Where are you going?
No, we're gonna go for a nice dinner. Probably go to I don't know Grill 23 or something like.
Have you ever been there before?
I haven't, Sean.
And notice my growth.
Chime, we'll be going together. I know that's weird for you, but I know you like to go to things by yourself. But
yeah,
we're going to go to dinner together and actually talk.
Notice the personal growth, Courtney. No age joke with Girl 23.
Very good, very good. And how have your steps been this morning? I know you were a little bit upset yesterday. You both average a hell of a lot of steps.
Yes.
And Greg was upset because his were a little bit down after trainer Dan leg day. And I just want to make sure with the old man walk, you're back up.
No, I'm off to a good start this morning. Curtis kills me on steps. Curtis goes, I want to be over 10,000 a day minimum.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm doing a trainer Dan day, which I did Monday and Wednesday this week, then I may not get the 10,000 in because I got to give an hour to trainer Dan. So.
But you're too hard on yourself because you're like, I'm only at 9,000.
Oh, Courtney, thank you.
I hit 10,000 rarely.
Well, I have Fitbit, and I think Fitbit is much. I think you get the benefit of some extra steps with Fitbit because if you just use your phone, the phone obviously doesn't. You don't take it everywhere you go, but it's about 20%. Less than Fitbit for me.
And
Apple Watch was a little bit more accurate. I can never get into it. Not my cup of tea. But
I just use my regular iPhone. Like, is that a...
Yeah, so you're probably getting between... If you're averaging just around 10,000, your total step count is probably around 14.
Oh, great. I can back it down a little bit.
Yeah,
okay,
you're
good.
Fine.
Good.
Thank you to Maine... 2022 in the Twitch chat. Yeah. I thought Bullet was well behaved eating shoes. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, good.
I don't know.
Oh, where's the phone mouse?
Yeah, there you go.
This place is always disorganized when we arrive in the morning. What goes on here in the, in the late hours? This is Paul from Quincy. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's happening, sir?
Listen, if you're looking for the ideal gift, never underestimate the impact of a Hickory Farms basket.
You know, I didn't think about that. Yeah. I mean, nothing.
There might even be chutney in there.
Paul?
There might be chutney in there. Yes.
Paul, nothing says I love you like cured meat. That's
okay. Paul's a really smart guy.
I think that's what you're saving DM's phone as.
That's what I would say.
You know what? A great point by the texter. Does DM's like a nice, very, very young, pre-owned Jeep?
Ah. Yes. The Red Turtle. I could maybe pass the Red Turtle on to her.
Although I've seen her car, and it is much nicer than yours.
That is
She's
true.
A very nice car. I just texted her. I said, whatever you want for your birthday, just let me know.
Oh, great. See, that's a problem. Because then you're going to... What you demand from Santo is going to be different from what DMs could demand from me.
Greg orders for her.
I don't order for her, Curtis.
We're going to split the steak frites.
All right. Anyway, can we get to business on this program on a Friday morning, please? On the show today, leads in about 10 minutes at 6:25 or thereabouts. They set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly discuss what Patriots offensive lineman Calvin Anderson said makes Jerod Mayo friendlier than the old guy. So we'll get to that and other things coming up during They Said It at 7. Courtney has the news at 7:30 or so. And Curtis, you are requesting a douche move ruling at some point.
I need some help. I think it's pretty clearly a douche move, but I don't want to cause a stir if it is indeed just my own peccadillo.
Where did this occur?
This is in a condo building.
Oh, okay.
Regarding the.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The timing of performing something around the house.
Ah, excellent. Okay. We will certainly get to that a little bit later on. If you would like to be on the show anytime over the next 4 hours, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text with your comment, you can do that on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937.
And Ken actually just said for DMs, he could have his game book when he kept score last night for the Angels game.
Oh.
And he would sign it.
Maybe she would like that.
James. I was just called Ken James. What is that?
You are his daddy.
I don't know if that would be an appropriate gift. Like many people under the age of 50, she's not really into baseball. All right. Can we please get to Courtney and to what is trending right now?
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Find Mass Money. Day two of Patriots training camp saw no Devon Godchow. He missed the beginning of practice, and then when he showed up, he was on the sideline. They are not sure if it's something that is injury related or something involving his contract that he has yet to figure out.
If I had to guess, it would be the latter.
Right.
But
you don't want to assume.
Right. Yes. I'm skeptical sometimes. Uh-huh. That's me.
Yep.
Maybe it's some sort of heat related injury thing or something, or maybe it's like, I want more money.
Right.
Give me more money.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, Judon is more of an upfront payment for this year, where I think it's fine. I would probably do it if I were the Crafts. Barmore is a little bit more of a concern for me because he is elite when he is engaged and he wants to play. He is one of the best defensive linemen in football when he wants to be. The fact that he's so able to turn it on and off is probably why he went in the second round, not the first round. And if he's looking for 60, I don't know how much money he's going to be looking for. I would be somewhat hesitant with him. You get mad at me because I'm always defending the team with this stuff.
Yeah,
I think I respect their position, Elliott Wolf-Kraft, on Barmore more than I do on Judon.
Judon also showed out yesterday. All the people that were at training camp were saying that he looked great.
Yeah.
Players are also starting training camp with a new players' lounge.
Yes, now, I heard about that.
Yeah, we can listen to Jalen Polk on that.
You say video games, they just created a player lounge for us. So, you know, we have our free times in between meetings and stuff like that. And we got the pool table and stuff like that in the player lounge. So, you know, we do a lot of team bonding outside of the field, you know, that nobody sees. So, like I said, that's what's building this team, building this chemistry, and building this confidence within each other on both sides of the ball.
Are you as competitive with those as you are out here on the field?
Oh yeah, man. That competitiveness never stops. It's something that goes on 24/7.
Did you request anything from the player lounge?
Nah, you know, I just accept whatever they bring, you know. Whatever they bring for us and whatever they have, you know, I'm with it.
Well, the vibe is different down there, isn't it?
You got guys competitive there.
You got guys running on and off the field so they can go play Halo or Vice City Chime, whatever. I love it. Fortnite, maybe.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
But if you're a rookie like Jalen coming in here and finding out you've got a players' lounge and all the vets are like, we never had this before, that's a good little ad.
This is all the crafts. It's all about the NFLPA study last year where they were rated as one of the worst, least player-friendly organizations. This is them trying to get a better score.
The Red Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Yankees to town. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Olympics are here. 1:30 p.m. Eastern, we'll see the opening ceremony, and I'm excited. Should be interesting for everyone as the French rail lines were targeted by multiple malicious acts, including arson, just hours before. So that happened overnight for us, but in the early morning for Paris. And ahead of the opening ceremony, the U.S. women's soccer team dominated Zambia 3-0 in group play in Nice. Next up is fourth-ranked Germany on Sunday. I will have an Olympic-style lead this morning.
Oh, okay.
Can I just say, I caught a bit of like Olympics yesterday, like the pre-actual ceremony stuff. Handball, women's handball, electric. That sport is awesome.
With you.
What were you enjoying about it so much?
It's a fun sport to watch. These girls are like killing each other there, holding the crease. It was great game.
Well, maybe I'll give it some time over the weekend.
Yeah, Wiggy, that France team's real good.
Wiggy turned it on last night. He was very disappointed.
By the way, I hate to do it, but a quick Curtis correction on the text line.
Yes, not me.
You kept mentioning Barmore. Oh. It's Godchild.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I was wondering. Yeah.
Barmore got a contract extension this offseason.
Got it. Okay. Yes. Well, good for them. Yes. Godchild was Godchild the guy that Bill Belichick said was one of the best defensive linemen?
Yes, he is.
Linemen?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
Stay cool this summer with money you found at findmassmoney.gov. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, on cash payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It takes only 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
You got it. 64 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Going to be gorgeous today. Afternoon high of 84.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.